But let's turn to our update number 976. And the editorial this time was written by Mr. René Messier, whom we're also going to hear, hopefully, later on in the sermon he's going to give. The editorial is titled Greener Pastures. I'd like to just read the first paragraph. You hate to listen to the news these days because it's mostly bad news. A good day in Chicago means that only 10 people have been shot. Anti-Semitism is up tremendously since the conflict in Israel, with increasing attacks on Jewish people around the world. We should not think that we could not be next. In fact, the whole world will hate us. But I'd like to pick up on his comment on anti-Semitism. I was receiving an article this morning, which was published by the Associated Press. I'd like to just read to you the first paragraph. The head football coach at an Ohio high school and six other coaches there have been ousted after a football player said he was forced to eat pork in violation of his religious beliefs for missing a voluntary workout. And then it says that the player and his family are members of the Israelite religious faith and do not eat pork. So he was forced to eat pork. You know, many years ago, in the 19th century, the mid-19th century, a rebellion took place in India, the so-called Sepoy Rebellion, against the British conquerors, so to speak. You know why? Because the Indian Sepoys, which were the soldiers in the British Army, were told that pork was used in order to produce their weapons. Now, whether it was true or it wasn't true, I don't know. But that was the ultimate cause for the rebellion, a very bloody rebellion. So these things have happened before. People are being forced to do something against their religious convictions, and many times there are results. You know, you look at Israel right now, and of course we do have a standing watch program out there, and I'd like to just briefly talk about it. It's called Israel's Netanyahu Ousted? And we go into the situation that a coalition has been built, allegedly, consisting of 8 parties. They're all completely divided in their viewpoints. If this coalition stands, and the word is that on Monday, there's going to be a vote in the Knesset to either approve or disapprove of that coalition. Now, they have just a majority of 61 members out of 120. So it's the slimmest majority you can possibly think of. If one person doesn't agree, the coalition is gone. But let me tell you, even if they all agree and the coalition is going to be built, and for the moment Netanyahu is out, that coalition is gone too. They cannot possibly accomplish anything with 8 parties on the left, on the right, in the middle, Christian, non-Christian, I mean Orthodox, I should say, not Christian, but Orthodox Jews. You know, they have to agree on everything in order to get something going. There's no way they can. So the point is, people are looking at that and they are saying, what is going to happen to Israel? It's going to be a very fragile situation. It looks like there's going to be, will have to be, another election, the 5th, within a few years, and we'll see how this all develops. But during this conflict, as Mr. Messier rightly points out in his editorial, more and more anti-Semitism was revealed, and this is going to continue. It is definitely going to continue. Since we are talking about the Standing Watch program, I'd like to quickly go into some of the other announcements in the work section. All the German and English messages have been posted from last week and this week. But I also had something else here, and that's our newest German booklet, which is really a translation of the biblical prophecy from now until forever. In German, die biblische Prophezeiung, von nun an bis in Ewigkeit. This is a copy for those of you who can see it. I know that we have German listeners, those who speak German. So if you want a copy of this free booklet, please let us know, and we'll be happy to send it to you. course, those living in Germany and in the German-speaking areas are getting it anyhow, those who are subscribing to it or asking for it. But I'm talking about people here in America, in, let's say, Canada, in other places, normally English-speaking countries with German-speaking people in there. So if you want a copy, please let us know. We'll be happy to send you one. Now, going back to the current events, we are talking about Belarus and Russia. And we have several articles in there, and even subsequent to the update, things are getting worse and worse over there in Belarus. Now, why is Belarus interesting? Because Belarus is occupied by the White Russians, and the White Russians are also living in Ukraine. And now we have a situation that Germany has just announced that they are not going to help the Ukrainians militarily. Now, this will backfire on Germany, on Europe, because the Bible clearly states that ultimately Russia, under a dictatorship — I'm not saying it's a dictatorship of Putin, could be, doesn't have to be, could be somebody else — but Russia will work together with Ukraine and the White Russians against Europe, and it will end in a war, a very terrible and devastating war. So no matter how much Ukraine at this point is trying to become part of Europe, under biblical, prophetic developments, it's not going to happen. They will be working with the Russians against the Europeans. Now, in looking at the update, we also talk about a very interesting development and article, I thought. Germany admits genocide in Namibia. And we point out that, of course, while the Germans were occupying that country in Africa between 1904 and 1908, many, many Namibians were killed, and it's tantamount now to a genocide. And they were later placed in concentration camps, it says, and subjected to medical experiments. And it was all because of Lebensraum needs. Now, that is what Hitler talked about. Lebensraum, we had concentration camps, we had medical experiments in Nazi Germany in those camps. And what we are talking about is a fact that this is going to happen again. You see, Hitler didn't invent it either. I mean, he, quote-unquote, capitalized on what was already there. The whole mentality was already there. He just used it at that time against the Jews. It will happen again against the Jews and against those who are Sabbath keepers, as Martin Luther very strongly advocated war against the Jews and all those who keep the Sabbath. How many people today in the Protestant churches don't want to remember that? Now, as I mentioned last time, Hitler's party was the NSDAP. In other words, the National Socialist German Workers' Party. And some have clearly talked about the fact that it was a socialist party. I mean, Germans knew that. My dad told me that time and again. They knew that. It was a National Socialist Party. Today, people try to deny that and say, oh, it was a right-wing extremist party. It was not. It never was. You see, again, let's not pervert the facts of history. But then, we also, since we are focusing on Germany right now, we also talk about another interesting article here, that classified information about nuclear weapons in Europe were leaked. And this article by Deutsche Welle even points out that the exact number and location of the weapons within the bases was leaked, including whether those weapons were hot or cold, meaning can they be used immediately or does something have to happen to them. All of this was leaked. And one of the locations, in the direct location, and how many weapons there are, was, you guessed it, Germany. So how that could happen is just amazing. But these information requests, if you please, were going all the way, until April of 2021. And so it was concluded these weapons are not secure. And of course, the question is what's going to happen when they fall into the quote-unquote wrong hands. They are there, and they are not secure. And the whole world now knows where they are. There's another interesting situation happening in Germany right now, not just in Germany. And this, of course, the horrible curse of lockdowns when it comes to our children. We have several articles in there, and there are more coming in the next update to the effect that so much damage has been caused and inflicted on the children, especially the children, due to these ridiculous lockdown restrictions. But in Germany, the most popular tabloid built online is now accusing the government and the media of having harmed millions of children physically and mentally through their unscientific lockdown and social distancing measures. And they apologized to parents and their children for these restrictions because they say the government refuses to do so. That was an astonishing article by Bild Online dated May 27. In our German version on Welt Nachrichten, we published pretty much the same as the whole article. Here we are just giving you a short summary. We published the whole article because we wanted to underline the fact that we are not the only ones who have been saying for many, many months how absolutely devastating those lockdown restrictions have been. And now the most popular tabloid in Germany is saying it very loudly and very clearly. Now, we also have an interesting article about Donald Trump. And, of course, this article, which we published here, we just did it for the purpose of showing that especially CNN is extremely afraid of Donald Trump's return. But in the meantime, there are other articles. He just said, because he was banned again for 2 years by Facebook, as you probably have heard, and he said, when I am back in the White House, that Zuckerberg and his wife are not going to be invited anymore for dinner. I mean, you can take that comment any way you want to, but according to an article in Newsmax, it says that if Trump should decide to run again, his nomination of the Republican Party is almost certain. And now there is even speculation that he might run for the Speaker of the House in 2 years. So we'll see how that all develops. I'd like to focus on the Catholic Church in Germany. We have an article in here about the Rainbow Index of Christian churches and the fact that a schism in the Catholic Church might happen. It's interesting, they have this ridiculous Rainbow Index, and so they looked at this and they say, now which churches are most friendly towards the LGBT community? And of course, they talk about the Metropolitan Community Church in Finland, number one, most friendly, followed by the Church of Sweden, and then Protestant Church in Switzerland. But here, number four, the Roman Catholic Church in Germany. Now, that is interesting. Why? Because the Roman Catholic Church in Germany is in complete opposition to the Vatican's and the Pope's rules and regulations and teachings. According to the Catholic Church's official position, of course, you cannot have homosexual marriages, marriages of same-sex partners, and so on. But the Catholic Church in Germany doesn't seem to care. And they become more and more liberal in the sense that they are going to do it. They are blessing same-sex marriages, and on it goes. And so this article points out that apparently a schism is considered between the German Church in Germany, the Catholic Church, and the Vatican. It even says it's already real. It may not have been declared yet. It says the blessings of homosexual couples by German priests were carried out in open defiance of church doctrine and the Vatican's recent ban on same-sex blessings. And of course, the Code of Canon Law defines schism as the refusal of submission to the Supreme Pontiff or of communion with the members of the church subject to him. That's exactly what is happening. But that's not all. Yesterday it was announced that the highest ranking cardinal, the most long-standing cardinal of Germany, Reinhard Marx, has offered his resignation because he says the Catholic Church has reached a dead point. He's referring to the sexual abuse which was going on for a long time in the Catholic Church, and he says, and they are still covering it up, it's an institutional and systematic failure within the Catholic Church, and it cannot possibly continue working for them. Now, Cardinal Ratzinger, Pope Benedict, the one who was the pope before the current one, also allegedly resigned because, or retired, because of that very reason. So at least that's how the story goes. But what I found interesting, and this is also quoted from Deutsche Welle from yesterday, is the tremendous amount of wealth the Roman Catholic Church in Germany has. It says in here, the series of scandals have prompted thousands of church members to leave Germany's largest diocese, talking about the diocese in Cologne, or Köln for our German-speaking friends. The Cologne or Köln Catholic Church, did you know that, is the world's richest diocese, bringing in more income than the Vatican. And also, it says that Germany's Catholic Church remains the largest religion in the country. Now, what does it all mean? Well, we have to watch it carefully because there has been, I don't know whether you knew that, a schism before between the German Catholic Church and the Vatican. And there were attempts made to create a complete, total, independent German Catholic Church. That didn't go through. But you see, the antagonism is clearly there. And we'll have to see what is going to happen because the Roman Catholic Church was trying to collaborate with Mussolini and Hitler, as we know. And then there was the German Catholic Church, and they really collaborated with Hitler. Now, we also have a Q&A out there on, did anyone ever hear the voice of God and see his form? And so, again, this is something you might want to read if you have questions about what Christ said, that nobody has ever seen the form of the Father nor has heard his voice. And, of course, we should know the answer there when it comes to the Old Testament. But what about the voice people heard in the New Testament about Jesus Christ? Who spoke? And did Christ not know what he was talking about? So, again, this is the Q&A on that one. I'd like to leave you with one more article, which you will probably read about in the next update. And that, I thought, is also very interesting because we have been talking about European army under German leadership for quite a while. Now, Politico, and there are other articles pointing out the same thing, wrote that it is time for the EU to become a global military power and for the US to stop thwarting Europe's ambitions on defense. That's according to a new report by the Center of American Progress, a Washington think tank with close ties to the Biden administration. The report urges President Joe Biden to encourage the EU. Now notice carefully what they're saying. So they are urging the president to encourage the EU to develop hard power military capabilities. And then, of course, the article goes on to say that what the American leaders have done in the past was to create an absurd situation. In that, on the one hand, they tell Europe they have to spend more on defense, and on the other hand, they're telling Europe that you cannot be a very powerful defense entity or military entity. And so the article says that EU leaders, including French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Angela Merkel, have long endorsed the idea of creating an EU army. The report, it says, is likely to generate attention, in part because that Center for American Progress, which issued the article, became known as a training ground for Biden administration officials. So this is not a group of people without any influence. They have a lot of influence. And knowing what President Biden is doing these days, I could very clearly see that he will jump on that and enable the Europeans, and especially the Germans, to become much more powerful even in military matters, which is exactly what the Bible has prophesied all along. There's going to be an army, and then finally you have 10 nations or groups of nations, which are then, in turn, are giving the authority, the power to this charismatic beast. How he is called, a man of German, Austrian descent. He's alive. He's doing well. You and I don't know yet, may not know yet who he is, but he's there. And in a few years, and few is in quotes, because when I say few, then people jump on that and say, oh, that may mean one or two. No, I'm not saying that. Within a few years, whatever few may mean, that guy will become very well known. But when that happens, we had better be ready for our flight to the place of safety.